tear it all and spit on my entire life. Everything that could go wrong, anything that I don't like. Staring in my mirror long, I don't think that I'm alright. Close my eyes and all I see is gasoline and dynamite. Ooh, dynamite, gasoline and dynamite. Sorry they all had to go with gasoline and dynamite. Ooh, dynamite, gasoline and dynamite. Two words to describe my flow, that's gasoline and dynamite.
Welcome, welcome to the podcast, the Bad Brothers Podcast.
S-E, I'm O, we in the building. Let's get it.
Love it. So before me and Big Bro start off, we just want to talk a little bit about transpired.
Just a little bit.
Yesterday. So Big Bro, we had a mass shooting in Texas, and it was in an elementary school, but he killed his grandmother too. So with that being said, the Bad Brothers don't talk just about wrestling. We talk about things that go around us. And this, it's crazy, Big Bro, because you're a dad. I'm a dad.
It hurts. I mean, 11 and under. Not to mention the teachers and, like you said, the grandmother that lost their life. It's truly tragic.
Right. And my thing is, Big Bro, before we start to get into, like, any debates, I really do think that in America, in society, we need to crack down on who gets these guns.
See, our freedoms and our liberties aren't free. They all come with a price. Everybody keeps the one, the Second Amendment, all this, right to bear arms.
Right.
How many arms does a person really need to bear?
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, you change the laws, you make it stricter. You put a limitations on what can be bought.
Right.
What do you need a semi-automatic for? A semi-automatic rifle for? If you tell that to go hunting, you going to destroy what you hunting.
Right.
So what purpose does it really serve on the streets?
Big Bro, and I totally agree with you on that tip because you don't. This is my thing, Big Bro. I think that we need to have more psychology tests for somebody to get a gun. What do you need it for?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Right.
Like, I understand people always saying self-defense, protection.
Mm-hmm.
You need that much protection. There's who something. You got coming at you?
Yeah, Big Bro. And I'm not going... And Big Bro, this is... I'm not saying this in a lighthearted way or a disrespectful way. But John Wick is not coming after you. Thanos is not coming after you. Okay, Big Bro, you give it to Big Bro, and my thing is, what do the men need it for? But and the women aren't even getting it because they're saying that they're safer with pepper spray.
The thing is, you got these weapons. You sell them.
Right.
Do proper training on the weapons. At least catalog these weapons.
Right.
I mean, something more than what you're doing.
Right, because it's, you know, Big Bro, it's just crazy. We watching the Young Rock, and we see this news. And whenever Biden or any president of the United States has to come on to interrupt a program, something's wrong.
We're supposed to be the safest country in the world, but yet we have decent releases more than anybody, 100 times over,
mm-hmm.
more than any other country.
So are we really free?
That's something, that's what people decide.
I like that. How you man, but
it's not even an innuendo.
But prayers to the families in Texas though. Me and Big Bro are definitely praying for you and
stay strong,
please,
safe and vigilant. But something needs to change out here.
Yeah, it does, Big Bro. And the Texas mayor, Big Bro, almost got attacked. I don't know what go on behind closed doors, Big Bro, but something has to be done.
It's by another candidate.
Oh, man. You going to get me and Big Bro on the roll. We want to talk about double or nothing.
Yeah, let's get it.
So, Big Bro, we're going back to Las Vegas. Well, we're not going back to Las Vegas. But, Big Bro, we're going Las Vegas. AEW. 3 years. AEW. Something popped up on Facebook for me, Big Bro, when me and Crystal had went this year three years ago. It seemed like that's been a decade ago, Big Bro. But, you know, with the pandemic and... They're going back to Vegas, Big Bro. I think it's going to be a good event, but this is weird because this is the first Double or Nothing without Cody Rhodes and Kenny Omega. I want you to talk about that a little bit, big bro. And how do you feel about it? Because we'll be watching it together.
I mean, what do you want me to say? I mean, we know the impact of Cody.
I like that, big bro, the impact.
We know what Kenny Omega brings to the table at big events. I mean, to have both of them two key components not in ring or around anything right now.
Big Rob, like you said, in ring or around.
It's a huge blow. And it leaves, but it leaves the ceiling wide open for everyone else to shoot up to the top and put on a show. The thing is, do they want it bad enough?
Big bro, you told me off air, there's so many spots for so many people.
All over the place. Not just in AEW.
And Tony is continuing to keep making people, oh, he got this person, he got this person. When is that going to stop, big bro? Because I think that you need to focus on these rivalries that you have right now, because there's one rivalry that me and you going to talk about a little bit later that is not up to our expectations. We know that the wrestling is going to be good, but we thought it could have been a better story. We'll talk about that. But we'll see. So I'm going to go right into it, big bro. How do my big brother feel about Smart Mark Sterling and Tony Nese against Hookhausen?
Look, all I know is nobody on TV right now getting more time than Smart Mark.
I agree with that.
What do you do? What can Smart Mark do?
Man, cut the...
See? Jay made him. He took it to another level. But we got Hookhausen.
Oh.
That's what everybody is waiting to see, for real. I kind of feel bad for Tony Nese, coming from where he came from to now being a stepping stone for Hookhausen. And he's going to make both of them look damn good.
So, big bro, with that being said, who are you going with in this match?
It's not even really a question. If you had Hookhausen lose, there was no point in doing this.
So, big bro, I'm going with Hookhausen in this with you, but I want you to talk to me about something. Why is it, not only Hook, but why is it, big bro, that when Danhausen is on television, the people scream for him, number one? And number two, big bro, I want you to answer me this question. Why is Danhausen compelling to television and people can't turn the channel when he's on TV?
Because you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know what to expect from him. And it's not even nothing big. He does little things to garner your attention.
Right.
And you can't help but be captivated by it. He just has it. He has that it factor. That it factor to keep your attention. Attention spans are short.
Right.
So with his dialect, his look, his mannerisms,
right,
gestures, all that stuff plays a part. You want to see his facial expressions.
Right.
What did Vince always say? Sell with the face.
Hey, big bro, I mean, I like the way you explain that. It's just that, I mean, every time Danhausen is on TV and me and you are texting, it's just, I mean, big bro, I just can't turn the channel.
Cause you scared you gonna miss something. You miss something, then you go on social media, you see all, oh, I can't believe he did that.
And big bro, him and Hook had a great workout video. And big bro, I just don't know what else to say about Hookhausen. I know when you say it works, big bro. I'm not gonna say that they're RK bro, big bro, but Hookhausen is starting to remind me so much of Foley and Rock. Rock and Sock connection is ridiculous.
Hey, simple formula. Keep it simple, dummy.
I like it. I like it. So,
I mean,
yeah, so I mean,
it's a lot more to the cut.
Yeah, so go ahead, big bro. Talk to me a little bit.
I'm going to jump straight to the TBS champion,
Tony.
Miss Cargill.
Tony, cut the.
Versus Anna Jay, who we haven't really seen in a minute.
I mean,
we could speculate to know what's going to go on here.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bring someone else up to beat Jade. Okay. So she won't lose to Anna Jay.
Right.
Who is a Cody girl.
Ah, I knew it. I was wondering when you was going to get to that.
So, Jade.
Mm-hmm.
I guess she's a Cody girl, too. But
Big Buff, you really think about it, she is, yeah.
Yeah, so, but Tony would be dumb to drop the ball on her.
Big bro, he would. But my thing is, I think that Jade Cargill's ceiling is going to be high if she goes to WWE.
She's going to be what Naomi should be.
Big bro, I like that you said that. But we have to see exactly what's going to happen with that whole thing.
No. I had to say it.
No.
I got to. It's a word. It's got to be a word. You want to know why? Because they keep trying to discredit them and make the people think that they disappointed them.
Okay.
They keep throwing that out there. They disappointed the fans and walked away.
Right.
So that's automatic trying to get heat on them and make them heels.
Big bro, I don't think they will be heels when they come back.
Naomi always wanted to change the character, and they never gave her the platform. What other way could you do it?
I mean, think Big Bro, so she strips the glow. So, Big Bro, this is my thing, and I don't want to get off topic. But if her and Banks do come back, Big Bro, I think they bring Tamina, and they're going to be Team Bad how it should have been before the whole thing. All black.
And it's going back to the bloodline.
Ah. So, Big Bro, when Bailey comes back, she has to be a face.
Has to.
So, anyways, Big Bro, I'm going with Jade Cargill, Big Bro, because we haven't seen Anna Jay, and Tony is not going to let a Cody girl
beat Jade Cargill. He's spinning wheels on Anna Jay.
I don't think that they should have made this match, Big Bro.
No, they shouldn't.
I don't think they should have made this match. I think they could have kept Cargill off the card, Big Bro, because to me, she...
off the card or give us some type of segment...
Big Bro,
setting up for the next.
I like that. So this is my thing with that, Big Bro. Jade Cargill is on a roll, and to me, okay, this is to me, Big Bro. I think I'm not saying she's where Roman is, but I think she's where Roman is, as far as like it's no more competition, and until a worthy challenger come up. That's how I feel, Big Bro.
I want to disagree with that. I think his challenge is out there, but he just got to know how to position them.
Okay, Big Bro, so we can't do Jade Cargill and Ruby Soho. Jade Cargill, Big Bro, Tony's not going to make him and Britt Baker, because that's the fans going to boo Jade Cargill if she wins. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Tony has put himself in a box with Jade Cargill, Big Bro.
He's put himself in a box with several people.
Okay, well, Big Bro, we'll let the people decide. But I'm going Jade Cargill, Big Bro going Jade Cargill. All right, Big Bro, now it's the match that me and you really didn't want to see. We know it's going to be a great wrestling match, but it could have been a better story. The mic work has not been all that great. And I don't want to see Serena Deeb lose after what she's been doing to Sheeta and everybody with the 3-minute challenge, 4-minute, whatever it was, Big Bro. She's been killing the competition. So her and Thunder Rosa are going to have this AEW championship match, Big Bro. And we know that Thunder Rosa are going to win because, let's face it, Vince is to Stone Cold as Tony is to Thunder Rosa. Anyway.
All right, I'm going to take it from here.
Yeah, take it from here, Big Bro.
See, my issue here,
mm-hmm.
Thunder Rosa has had one match since she's won.
Nala
Rose. One match.
Nala Rose.
Nothing since.
Mm-hmm.
Serena.
Mm-hmm.
Clockwork. My problem, Serena has to win.
Mm-hmm.
Because Thunder Rosa hasn't done anything significant since she's gotten the championship. We haven't heard from her. We haven't really seen her. Mm-hmm. She didn't give her story after she won. Nothing.
Okay.
We had all this build up for her to get to this moment. It was even kind of lackluster when she won the championship.
Oh,
I didn't like that.
Big bro.
They gave Britt that new championship
just to get it off. Thunder Rosa.
I didn't like that.
Okay.
It's no knock on Thunder Rosa. I just think Tony put it on her to put it on her.
Okay.
There's no other reason.
I mean, just like we'll talk about that too.
So I believe Serena D goes over.
Okay.
Because you can't diminish what she's been doing.
Big bro, I want to go with Serena D, but I know how Tony feel about Thunder Rosa. All
right. Well, we split.
How about that?
It is what it is.
How about that? So take us to the next match, big bro. Oh, hold up. Take us to the next match.
Could very easily steal the show.
Okay.
You know, you got the Jericho Appreciation Society versus the Blackpool Combat Club and Mox and the Kingston, Santana, and Ortiz.
And big bro. And Daniels.
I mean, what do you do? I mean,
big bro, this could steal the show.
Easily.
And big bro, I don't know how you're gonna feel about this, but I just don't know why I see Santana pinning Jericho. I just don't know why, big bro.
Have you noticed they've been talking Santana up a lot?
Big bro, right.
And him and his mic work progressing and how he's been in the ring. And
big bro, how unselfish is Ortiz?
Hey, that's a team.
Right. So, big bro.
Hell, that's like Dax and Will.
Big bro, so this is what I'm going to say. Kingston gives Jericho the big back smack. Santana pins Jericho. It could go so many ways, big bro. I just don't know why I got this feeling Santana's going to pin Jericho. And Jericho is not going to let Daniel Garcia get pinned.
I'm still kind of out there on Garcia.
Okay.
I think there's a very good chance he makes his way to the BCC.
Okay, big bro. Well, you just want him to go over there just to make sure that the club is even more credible.
I feel like they'd have had their eye on Dante Martin, though.
But, big bro, this is my thing. I don't think Dante Martin should go to the Blackpool Club. If you have any woman that goes there, big bro, it should be either Serena Deeb or Mrs. Strong.
See, my thing is, I wouldn't put Deeb in there. I would see her and put her with CM Punk.
I don't want to see that again.
You don't want to see it, but you do want to see it because I think it'll get it right. We all know the reason why the Straight Edge Society fell apart because she was out drinking.
Oh, big bro, stop.
You just let them be them. Let the real CM Punk come out.
Ah, right, stop, big bro, because we're going to talk about that a little later. But anyways, big bro, who do you see winning this match?
I got to go with the Society.
Okay.
I got to.
Okay.
I think they're building formerly what 2.0 was. They're still building on them.
So, big bro, do we see a Judas Effect or do we see Big Hager?
Damn, I forgot all about
it. See? Big bro, you're forgetting things.
That's an oversight right there.
Big Hager.
But I still picked the Society to go.
Right.
And it wasn't even on the strength for Hager.
See? Because, big bro, you think about everybody else. That's what I'm saying, big bro. Big bro, so many stars in this match.
It is.
And you know what the weird thing about it is? Me and you not once said anything about Moxley and Daniels.
Nope. Not at all. Scary, right?
Right. We talk about everybody else. So, I like you. I like your pick, big bro. So, me and you split on that. So, when me and big bro come back, we're going to talk about more of these matches and Tony rolling the dice. HBO Max will be there.
Bad brothers.
In the house. Bad brothers back.
Segment two, we in the building. Let's get it.
All right, big bro.
Keep it rolling with the double or nothing talk.
Oh, yeah. Rolling the dice, baby.
roll of the dice.
All right, big bro.
House of Black versus Death Triangle.
So
it's been a long time to get to this match.
Yeah.
I'm kind of spent on it.
I know who you going with.
You don't.
Yeah, go ahead, big bro. I know who you going with.
You don't. I don't care. Just go ahead. Who you think I'm going with? That's taking a long time.
Cero! No!
Nope.
Oh, big bro.
but you're right.
See? Big bro, I knew you was going with Penta in there.
I'll be Penta all day.
Big bro, who does Penta pin?
Matthews.
Interesting. So, big bro, I'm going to take the House of Black.
Of course.
And your guy, Brody King, is going to pin Rey Fénix. He's
been looking real monster-ish.
Big bro, remember me and you saw him against Minoru Suzuki. And those were some stiff shots. And big bro Suzuki, he be hitting you in the mouth for yo, real.
Is this man ever going to stop?
And big bro, he 53. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yo, it's scary how good he is. And you haven't seen Suzuki live? You need to make that a priority to have.
And I'm glad we saw him in person, big bro. And I can't wait till you come back to DC because we'll be there.
Oh, definitely.
Be there. I'm glad we were at the pay-per-view.
That's probably the best live event I've seen.
Ooh, big bro, I can't just sit up there and disagree with that. And the chops was stiff like we like them. But it's not like hearing it live. Yeah, loved it. Big bro, Ospreay hurt again.
Of course.
So, big bro, go with the Death Triangle. I'm going with House of Black. So, big bro,
hold on. It's just funny how irrelevant Pac is at this point. I feel bad for him.
Big bro, everybody done took his spot. I mean, when he was on the roll, big bro, the pandemic happened. He had to go back home. Then we had Brody Lee come. Then it was Andrade. And big bro, it's like he never got his footing back.
Just get mad.
Yeah, the ultimate deletion. We'll talk about that. So, big bro, it's like he never got his foot, and even Christian Cage. Big bro, Pac never got his foot, and he should have been skyrocketed after he beat Kenny.
Yeah, he should have. I don't know how you call it. Like.
So, big bro, I know who you're going with in the next match. So, big bro, we got Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus defending their AEW tag titles against Team Taz, Hobbs, and Starks.
Powerhouse.
And big bro, a team that me and you starting to love, and we don't want Tony to drop the ball on them. Swerve and Keith Lee.
Limitless.
I like that. So, big bro, I think this is going to be a really good match. I think this might steal the show.
This is going to be a really good match. And unfortunately, Jurassic Express will drop the titles.
Oh, I see that too.
So, yeah.
But, big bro, I think that it's going to be our guy Starks and Hobbs to win the titles. What do you think?
I'm going to agree with you. Like, they've been the workhorses. They've done the work on Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
So, why not?
Right.
I mean, you can't deny Starks. And Powerhouse ain't did nothing but progress since he stepped on the scene. And you remember who he started with.
Big bro. It was with Moxley. Then it was with Team Taz. And he just built this resume that continues to get bigger. Mm-hmm. And God forbid if Vince McMahon ever get his hands on.
See, my thing with Keeley and Swerve, great team, great dynamic.
Gotcha, big bro.
But I don't think they found their footing there yet.
Okay. Hey, big bro, okay.
I think they need a little bit of time.
Okay.
Now, Jurassic Express, I think it's time for Jungle Boy to go out on his own.
I'm fine with that, big bro. But does it take? Is Tony finally going to do the heel turn that we've been waiting for with Christian Cage?
Oh yeah, he'll blame him for losing.
Okay.
He'll blame him for losing.
Okay.
I don't know how Luchasaurus fat is in yet.
Yeah, and big bro is because he's so athletic, and I can see him being a champion on his own as well.
Right.
But yeah, big bro, I just don't know what you do with Luchasaurus right now because he's in that mix with Swerve. I mean, with Big Keith Lee and Powerhouse Hobbs and my guy Brian Cage, who we haven't seen since
ROH.
Anyways, so big bro, I don't know where Luchasaurus factors in yet, neither. But I do think that if Hobbs and Starks get these titles, big bro, they will continue to elevate them. I do not want to see the Young Bucks around them yet. I can see Red Dragon, although I see Kyle O'Reilly splitting for some reason.
See, you saying that about, we'll talk about the Bucks later.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
So, all right, big bro. So, big bro, we both taking Hobbs and Starks.
Yeah.
How about that?
Stay on the rise. So, now we just briefly touched on it.
Okay, big bro.
You got the Young Bucks and the Hardys.
Big bro, team of the Attitude Era, team of the 2010s. And big bro, I like how you got Matt Hardy said a cosplay Hardy. He's,
I mean, if you look at the Young Bucks, they have emulated the Hardys in many ways.
Right.
I mean, they may be slightly more athletic than what the Hardys were.
Okay. Okay, big bro. I'm not going to sit up there and disagree with that. I'm not.
But wrestling-wise, they pretty much patterned themselves after the Hardys.
Right.
So,
and compelling storytelling.
As always, this is going to be a great storytelling match.
Yes, sir.
This is going to be one of them matches where we're not going to worry about them tag rules.
Gotcha. And big bro, this is all I'm going to say. The crowd will go wild when Nick Jackson gets in the ring with Jeff Hardy.
Of course.
The Young Brothers.
Of course.
Big bro, the crowd is going to go nuts and say this is awesome, and they're not even going to have to touch each other.
See, but I think the Hardys are going to go over.
Okay.
And this is where the Bucks take their leave in the rotation, as everyone else did before them.
Okay, so with that being said, big bro, I think that Nick Jackson and Matt Jackson are going to lose as well. For some reason, big bro, Nick doesn't like Matt to get pinned, and Matt doesn't like Nick to get pinned. So I don't know how this is going to happen, big bro.
It doesn't matter against the Hardys. Either one of them will take the pin from the Hardys.
Gotcha. Gotcha, big bro. Gotcha. Gotcha. So Twist of Fate to Matt Jackson, big bro. And then the Sauntan bomb to... Okay. All right, big bro. We're both going with the Hardys.
However you want to chalk it up.
Big bro, I don't know where Tony is going to put this match in rotation. Because if it goes first...
It can't go first.
Big bro said it can't go first.
It's got to go in the middle of the cut. It's got to be dead center.
Big bro said, no, I can't go first.
It can't go first. You put it first, it's going to ruin the whole night. I'm just saying.
So, big bro, maybe fourth or fifth, are you saying?
Yeah.
Big bro said, no, don't go first.
Yeah, don't go first. Don't put that first. I mean, you want to open the show with a bang, but that's a lot of bang for your buck.
I like that, big bro. I like that. I like that. So with me and big bro come back, we're going to wrap this whole double or nothing thing up. Big bro, we're going to roll our dice and see where it goes.
Bad Brothers.
Yes, sir. Oh, man, the Bad Brothers back.
Segment 3. Let's wrap this show up, baby.
All right, big bro. Give it to me, big bro.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
MJF versus Wardlow. I'm better than you, and you know it.
The War Piggy.
Now, this match could go one of two ways.
Okay.
You have MJF doing everything in his hellish powers to beat Wardlow.
Okay.
And Wardlow still gets over in a loss.
Okay.
That's my direction.
That's your direction you're going with,
and
big
now
bro?
Now we have yours.
All right, big bro. Big bro, I'm going with a powerbomb symphony.
No.
I'm going with a powerbomb symphony.
Don't do the powerbomb symphony of MJF.
Big bro might hit 10.
No.
It's going to hit 10.
No.
You know why, big bro? MJF ain't worried about AEW no more. He going with Vince.
That is true, but he's not going to get hurt.
No, he's not going to get hurt. But big bro, how else do you sell what he's been doing to Wardlow? He going to take 10 powerbombs. Because You know why, big bro? Punk took 7. Yeah, he going to take 10.
Dynamite, diamond ring.
Oh, come on, big bro.
Yes.
Big bro.
It always comes back to the ring.
Do you kiss it?
What did Wardlow do? Oops.
Big bro, the Ironclad contract. Remember that. That's why Wardlow's going to win, big bro. He's going to get out of that contract. And big bro, Wardlow don't even need music. Because you know why? His song is Wardlow, Wardlow, Wardlow. Come on.
I'll stay into my pick, MJF.
All right, big bro. I'm taking Goldberg. I mean, Wardlow. All right, big bro. So me and you don't know what the finals are yet. We got to see. But the Owen women's, big bro, I don't know why I see Chris Statlander, who took over for Sheeta, beating Ruby Soho.
Yeah, I can see Chris Statlander taking it as well.
And big bro, we might differ from this. I see Britt Baker losing to Toni Storm. And Toni Storm versus Chris Statlander. And Chris Statlander beats Toni Storm.
That's interesting.
That's what I'm going with this, big bro. So how are you going with the Owen Hart women?
I like the way that sounds.
Cup.
I really do. I don't have no objection to that.
Okay, and big bro, the one thing that I loved last week that we saw, big bro, I know that they wanted different ones with the Joker, but I was happy that we saw Maki Ito.
How do you not like Maki Ito? She's entertaining as I don't know what.
And Kim Russell.
I loved it. But I said the Jokers won't be Jokers. I said that.
Big bro, you did say that. You did to say that. And big bro, everybody saw Johnny Elite and they thought it was going to be our guy Johnny Wrestling.
Yeah.
It's Johnny Wrestling. It's just a different Johnny Wrestling.
Right.
So, big bro, I'm happy to see John Elite there, formerly known as Morrison.
See, the thing, if you debuting in AEW,
right, big bro,
stay away from that top rope. There's something wrong with it. Don't do it. Everybody who debuts and goes to that top rope, it never goes well for them.
Right.
So please don't hurt yourself.
Thank God he didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that being said, big bro, it's gonna be interesting to see how the women's thing actually do shape up. But I'm taking Statlander to win the whole damn thing.
Yeah, I can see that now. With her replacing Sheeta. Yeah. And who else would be more fitting to ascend that position and actually win it?
Chris Statlin.
I can't. Yeah.
Right.
Can't see you doing it for nothing. Just like they do Tiffany Stratton.
And big bro, now you see who's going to win the women's knockout tournament in NXT. Not to get off subject, big bro, because you already see that our girl Roxy Perez is already over. She doesn't need it.
She's already star status. I mean,
oh, big bro, I like that.
Bully already booked against Charlotte.
Big bro,
even in Goliath type situation.
Big bro, is she already that? We seen her in person. Is she already that good, big bro? Or do you think that she gets it even at 20 years old?
She gets it. She just needs that little bit of seasoning on top.
And big bro, and not to mention that she was trained by Booker T, who. If you train by Booker T and Bully, I mean, you AEW and WWE.
And it's in her blood.
I like that, big bro. I like that.
Always goes back to the bloodline.
How about that, big bro? Because y'all the twos.
And we the ones.
Big bro got, big bro, the Usos won on Friday night. But big bro, that's the first time we ever seen the bloodline booed like that.
It was necessary.
But big bro, do you think Vince wanted to hear that?
Yeah, they had to draw that line in the sand. The people was loving them too much.
But big bro,
you had to make that distinction between them and RK bro.
Yeah, but big bro, with that being said, do you think that them attacking RK bro showed Vince that Jesus, Riddle and Randy really are loved too much?
Yeah. He definitely didn't expect this to come about for RK bro. And big but bro, it also shows that Riddle is a viable commodity and you can push him.
And big bro, with that being said, before we go into the AEW matches, the one thing that I loved on Monday Night Raw, me and you text about it, big bro. People always wanted to say, well, Riddle's always going to be this guy. He can still be this guy, but me and you saw Monday, even with his wrestling, it was a different Riddle. His emotional promo, big bro, that me and you, I mean, me and you know, big bro, and it's not no secret. Mm-hmm. Randy is his mentor. Randy loves Riddle.
Yes.
And big bro, Riddle was about to cry.
Riddle loves Randy.
I think Vince needed to see that, big bro. He needed.
And the thing is, in-ring Riddle is dead serious now.
And big bro, don't forget, and people keep forgetting, big bro, this is a former guy who did MMA and UFC and who only left because he wanted to do marijuana. I mean, come on, man. I mean, big bro, it's not no, Riddle's not no, no, oh yeah, well, he's just, this guy, no, Riddle knock you out.
He's legit.
So, but getting back, big bro, we got the men's Owen Cup. We got Adam Cole versus whoever went between Samoa Joe and O'Reilly tonight. Yeah, takes both, on Adam Cole.
We both believe it's going to be Kyle O'Reilly.
Because, big bro, you got Lethal and Sanjay Judd. What are they going to do to Samoa Joe, big bro?
They're going to take him out Black Heart style.
So, big bro, we got, so then we'll have O'Reilly and Cole.
I think that brings a good dynamic to the forefront.
Okay.
Cole versus O'Reilly.
And big bro, and it's crazy because me and you love their rivalry that they had in NXT.
Yeah.
And now you bring it to AEW. And
we get to see it on a different platform.
Right.
So it'd be a completely different match from what they had in NXT.
Right. And big bro, they had bangers in NXT.
I'm all for it. So for who I got to take it off?
Right, big bro.
I'm going Kyle.
Big bro, I'm only going Kyle because I told you I was going with Kyle because Owen Hart, Canada, mm-hmm. The Canada connection. That's why I was going with Kyle O'Reilly.
The losses don't hurt Adam Cole.
It doesn't, big bro.
I'll be back in the title picture next week.
I always start the show. Big bro always end the show. So, big bro, go ahead, wrap this up.
So, the main event, we have CM Punk versus Hangman Adam Page, your AEW World Heavyweight Champion. I've loved Hangman's run.
Mm-hmm.
It's had its ups, mm-hmm. It's had its downs. Had his little stale spots.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, he has done his job of putting fans in seats and selling shows.
Okay.
My fear.
Mm-hmm.
Tony is going to have him lose
mm-hmm.
to CM Punk.
Uh-huh.
And I do not want CM Punk having this championship.
So, big bro, me and you almost hit almost every match together. and we split a couple times.
Yes.
Big bro, I really want, you know, Hangman's my guy. I really want to go with Hangman and Page. But you know what I'm going to say, big bro? This is where the real CM Punk comes out.
See, you know what? My bro. CM Punk wins.
Mm-hmm.
Where does he go?
Exactly.
Where do you take him to with this?
Big bro, this is what I'm saying. I don't want to see CM Punk win the championship because, to me, all you're going to see is, no disrespect, it's going to be CM Punk defending against Bobby Fish, CM Punk defending against Allen Angels, CM Punk getting a shot to John Silver. Big bro, I'm not discrediting nobody on the AEW roster. But do people really want to see that, or do they want to see CM Punk versus John Moxley, CM Punk versus Bryan Danielson, CM Punk versus a Jungle Boy who's by himself, CM Punk versus Kenny Omega? Well, big bro, that's what I'm asking.
All these matches we won't see. Why? Because CM Punk don't want to be exposed again.
Big bro, that's what the real. Big bro, was MJF right about that?
MJF was right. Hey, Kingston was right. Go down the line. Right is on the wall.
So, big bro.
And in the loss,
mm-hmm.
Where does Hangman go? You built this company for Hangman. Where does he go in the loss?
Big bro, I don't know. And number two, big bro, I'm going to tell you something that I really don't like about this Double or Nothing card. And me and you, I ain't going to say we're upset about it, but something that we did not see coming. Darby Allin is off this show. I want you to think about that for a minute. Darby Allin's off the show. So, with that being said, big bro, I don't know where CM Punk goes from there. All I know is that he's going to beat Hangman Page for the belt. Okay.
I don't have nothing else to say.
I mean, big bro,
I'm kind of upset talking about this, man.
See, and big bro, I'm going to tell you right now, you know what Tony going to do? He going to have CM Punk win. And then to end this show, everybody's going to be happy.
End
and
the
then
show, he's probably going to get a lights out surprise.
Right. And big bro, I'm going to tell you who the surprise probably going to be, and I don't want to see him there. And I'm going to be even more upset. It's going to be Cesaro.
Please don't.
I'd rather him go to Japan.
I don't like it.
Is he? Big bro, yeah, it's going to be a light out surprise, but big bro, if somebody, big bro, I'm going to honestly tell you, it's a lot of people who can expose CM Punk. A lot.
I don't know. I think a lot of young talent can.
And I'm going to tell you something right now, big bro, that I never thought I would say. At this particular moment, right now, even in a different company, I think CM Punk would get exposed by Moose.
Look, I'm happy with the CM Punk return and the tour that it was. But him getting this championship is not, it's not where it's at.
It's not. It's not. And you know what, big bro? I'd rather see, and big bro, you know what's so weird about
it? When they do it, they gonna have to do a whole hell of a lot to convince me that this is the way that it's supposed to be.
Big bro, is that why HBO Max there?
Oh, yeah, you know what that can say.
So, as we finish wrapping this up, big bro, me and you gonna watch Double or Nothing, waiting for Forbidden Door.
The far better, you right?
So, and with that being said, big bro, we'll talk about Double or Nothing and how we felt about it next week. But me and big bro have 4 weeks lined up where we're really not going to be talking about the event before as much, because not only do we have Double or Nothing Sunday, the following week we have Hell in a Cell. Then after that, we have Wrestle Dominion. Then after that, big bro, we have Slammiversary. And then at the end, we have Forbidden Door. So we have 4 weeks of Sundays, big bro. We're going to be talking about something.
I hope your wife still loves you after this.
That's where the real crystal comes out.
Oh, dang.
So, me and Big Bro love y'all, man. Continue to stay safe, as my big brother always say.
Y'all stay safe out there. Take care of each other. Bad Brothers out.
Yes, sir.